Get a deeper connection with the Cougars of BYU Sports.
God gives us a gift, and we use that gift until He takes it away.
Deep Blue.
Just sitting down afterward and being really tired and thinking like, wow, I just won the U.S. Championship.
This is Deep Blue. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Deep Blue. I'm your host, Jason Shepherd. Today's episode is another edition of Practice Chats. In this edition, senior producer Cleon Wall caught up with new Cougar quarterback Treyson Borgay. Treyson is in line to receive a scholarship, but when Cleon chatted with him, he was considered a walk-on transfer from Western Michigan. In this interview, the Tucson, Arizona native talks about his journey to BYU, his goals for his college football career, and how he helped children in need while in high school. And now, Treyson Borgay.
I've seen you clean-shaven. I've seen you with a mustache. I've seen you with a beard. What's your favorite look?
Oh, that's interesting. My favorite look is probably the mustache with the glasses combo. Because I do wear my glasses. I don't wear them in football, obviously. But the glasses-mustache combo is pretty unique.
Is it going to be that way once you leave BYU, too?
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know yet. I'm still testing the waters with every combo. So my mom's not a fan of the facial hair. She likes me clean shaven, looking ready. But my little brothers, they love the mustache. They love the beard. So I don't know what I'm going to do just yet.
My wife also likes the clean shaven look, but I don't look as good as you do with the facial hair. Treyson, it's such a unique name. Give us the origin of why your parents decided to name you Treyson.
That's funny you asked that. So I have two older brothers who currently play football at Arizona State University. Trenton's the oldest. He's the quarterback, and Coben is a receiver. And so me, I'm the third son. So my parents came up with the name Treyson to name me. So I'm just the third son, Treyson. That's my name.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? It's like, yeah, I'm always going to be number three.
So it's funny. I was the third son, but my dad used to always tell me I'll always be his little boy. So, I don't know. I love my two older brothers and the role models they are for me. But being that third son, you know, they really paved the way for me and my path.
That's a good dad. That's what a dad should do. The QB position is really interesting. It's one of the few positions where, yeah, you might get some reps in practice, but it's one of the few positions on the football field where you don't see a lot of rotation. How is it that you keep yourself motivated? I mean, here you are, you were a starter in high school. You played at Western Michigan. How do you keep yourself motivated to keep kind of going, saying, yeah, this is all worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, seeing what my brother has been able to do at Arizona State really is just motivation for me. You know, someone who walked onto Arizona State, didn't have many opportunities outside of high school, came in at the bottom of the depth chart and really just worked his way up into that starter role. And, being a starter, it doesn't start with, you know, taking the first team reps in practice. It talks about being a starter, you know, in the classroom, in your community, in the meeting room, in the locker room. Everywhere you're going, you have to have that starter mentality, being a leader on and off the field. And really, that's how I carry myself in everything that I do. So whether I'm taking first team reps, second team reps, or no reps at all, I know that in my life and what I do in football and outside of football, I am a starter. I'm a leader. And that's all the motivation that I need.
You know, everyone wants to play quarterback when they're young. It's just like, yeah, I want to huck the ball around. It's like the glory position. I learned very early I was not a good quarterback, but we don't need to go into that right now. How did you choose quarterback, or did it kind of choose you because you could throw the ball really well?
Being a quarterback, it definitely has more responsibilities than being able to put the ball on a receiver or being able to hand the ball to a running back. It's a lot of mental capacity and being able to understand where the ball's supposed to go, what play is supposed to be ran when, and the situations that you're putting your team in. And also being able to pick your team up when things aren't going well. And being in that third son role that I was in, I was able to see both my brothers play two different positions and understand how they handled their respective positions. And I figured, hey, I feel like I can be a receiver at quarterback by being able to relate to my receivers and running backs on the field, and also be a quarterback on the field by being able to relate to everybody else and understanding that I am a coach on the field. So I kind of take a mixture of all positions and put it into one, because I do feel like I'm able to relate to my O-line, to my running backs, to my tight ends, to my receivers, everybody out on the field, and understand that at the end of the day, I'm the one leading the group, and I'm the one that's going to take them to the promised land. But, you know, you can't do it by yourself. So bringing everybody together and understanding that we have one common goal, and that is to win football games, I feel like I can do that role best at the position of quarterback.
Your brother, you mentioned, plays quarterback at ASU. You have another brother who plays wide receiver at ASU. It would almost seem like, well, that seems like a natural place for you to go because you have two siblings there. You're from Arizona. You originally committed to Arizona out of high school and not Arizona State. What was that like in your family then when you're like, yeah, I'm going to go play for the Wildcats, or I'm at least thinking about it?
Yeah, definitely. So after my sophomore football season, I did commit to the Arizona Wildcats. And we grew up diehard Arizona fans. You know, we were U of A, you know, to all the way to our blood. And so, you know, my bedroom at home still has U of A on the walls. I'm going to need to get those paint taken down. But, yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, I used to think that my family was the number one Arizona fans. But obviously things didn't work out. You know, obviously, you know, I ended up going to Western Michigan University, got to play my first 2 years there, and then entered the transfer portal and got an opportunity to come here. And I mean, I'm so grateful to be here and to be able to grow my faith and build a deeper relationship with God and my faith. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to be in this position that I am.
How are you doing that right now here at BYU? How are you growing your faith?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we start off with every team meeting and every class period with a prayer, and that's big to me. I mean, you have to be able to have an open conversation and be able to have a deep conversation with God, and understanding that you can't handle all your problems by yourself, whether that's in the football field or the classroom. You know, you can't solve every single problem by yourself or with earthly things. You have to understand that you have to look upon God and look upon His word in times when you're struggling. And there were many times these past couple years when I was lost, when I was struggling, and I kind of was losing my foundation. And to have the opportunity to play such high caliber football here at Brigham Young University with the foundation of God and your and Christ and your faith, I mean, what more could you ask for?
It's funny because I believe BYU offered you out of high school. Is that right?
Yeah, yes, sir. I received a scholarship offer my junior year, going into my senior year. I attended a camp, was able to throw for Coach A-Rod, and at the time, Coach Peterson, Coach Blair Peterson, and they offered me a full-ride scholarship, and things ended up not working out. I took a different route, but I always, you know, we never lost love with Coach A-Rod or the school or the program, and, you know, second time coming around, I mean, I couldn't pass up on the opportunity twice.
I want to go back to that. Let's go back to you deciding Western Michigan. What was it about Western Michigan that you're like, I think at this time of my life, this is a good opportunity for me?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at that time, it was 2021, almost 2022. I had two brothers at Arizona State. I mean, they were right down the road. They were living their own life. They were paving their path. And I had some other opportunities to go play football. I had an opportunity to come here and be on the team and be in a loaded quarterback room. I mean, and it's kind of like this year, would I want to be that you know, true freshman, you know, just fighting for scraps at practice, you know, really just, you know, shagging the balls. Yes, you do get to learn from some great quarterbacks and some great coaches. But in my opinion and in my own experience, I feel like that I personally learn best through my own experience. So whether that's, you know, getting some live reps in practice, or even at Western Michigan, getting real starter reps in games. I was able to start multiple games my freshman and sophomore season, which really helped me grow more than I could ever imagine. I mean, there's something different, especially at the quarterback position, with real live reps rather than, you know, wearing a green jersey and just throwing the ball, knowing that you'll never get touched. Football's not like that. You're gonna get punched in the mouth by a 300-pound D lineman every now and again. And really, it's how you respond. And that's where I feel like I thrive the best.
You did play in 10 games at Western Michigan, but eventually you're like, okay, I think I need to try something else. What was it that you're like, I think there something needs to change in my life?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of up and downs in a college football athlete's life. And I figured, you know, yes, there's some really high highs, but there's also some really low lows. And I wanted to, you know, go somewhere where I can not only get developed as a football player, but also as a man on and off the field. And at the same time, being able to, like I keep touching base on, building your relationship with God. And I'm right down the street from home. I'm from Arizona, so it's a super quick flight. I feel like this school and this university, this program, checked all the boxes for a place that I could see myself playing at.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to a few quarterbacks and a few offensive players who've talked about Coach Roderick and what he means to them and kind of the vision that he sees for them. Talk about Coach Roderick. What is it that he sees for you, but also what is he teaching you about you on and off the field?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a great coach, great offensive mind, and really just a great people's person. He's a great coach on and off the field, in the class or in the meeting room and on the football field. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is understanding that I have 3 years left of eligibility. I've already have two banked seasons, 10 games played at the Division I level. And I played some big-time games. I played at Iowa. I've played at Syracuse. So, you know, those are some really, really good opponents. And Coach A-Rod really just told me, you know, he likes what he's seen, but he knows that I'm nowhere close to where he could take me and what this place can take me to. And, you know, that really, you know, just got my juices flowing, because, you know, I understand that I'm not where I want to be yet. And I want to take this school and this program to the college football playoff, to a Big 12 championship, and ultimately bring back a national championship.
Now, you walked on, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's interesting, because you said there's a packed quarterback room. You probably could have received a scholarship somewhere else when you transferred. And you talked about, there must have been something you talked about developing as a man, as a player. It just feels like you're like, no, there's just something else here besides that, that it's just like it's gonna do me good in the future too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being able to say that, you know, thank you. Being able to be a part of this program and under Coach Kalani and under Coach A-Rod means so much more than any other school. And at the end of the day, I know who I am and what I'm capable of, and so does Coach A-Rod and everybody else. So the title of being, you know, a scholarship or a walk-on didn't really matter to me at that time. I just knew that with my capabilities and with my belief in myself and the way that I'm able to corral my team around me, all I needed was a chance. And Coach A-Rod, you know, said, you know, if you come here right now at this time, we aren't able to offer a scholarship. But if you do what we know you can do and you do what you know you could do, that opportunity is going to present itself to you, and it's up to you to take it for the grabs.
You know, it's interesting. You just posted recently on Instagram, you in your BYU uniform, white, all white. You said, dreams delayed, not denied. You kind of told me what your dreams are, but you also posted recently, well, I guess this is quite a few weeks ago, you want to thank God for where he's taken me and for the future I can't wait to see. That can be exciting and also nerve-wracking, not knowing what the future is. But it sounds like you're really trusting in God that he's leading you in this path that you're going right now.
Absolutely. You know, just to touch back on what we were talking about earlier, I had other opportunities, you know, to go across the country and play at very prestigious universities and schools with a very good program. But at the end of the day, I didn't trust that a scholarship is what I wanted to be chasing. I didn't want to be chasing, you know, Division I football scholarship player. I wanted to be chasing something else that God was calling for me in my life. I know that when my days are over with football and I have to take these shoulder pads off one last time, that there's more in my life for me to accomplish. I want to go somewhere where I can become the best father, become the best son of God, become the best brother, husband, anybody that I can be in life. I know that I can achieve those, and I can achieve that right here at Brigham Young University.
You know, it's interesting that you bring all this up. In the Bible, it says, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And I want to talk to you about something you did in high school. You actually did something where you wanted to buy school supplies for a couple of kids while you were in high school.
Yes, sir.
That were in need. What led you to do that? What was the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, it's actually super crazy. I was just, you know, reflecting back on this opportunity that I had in high school a couple weeks ago. I was actually doing a suicide prevention PSA announcement, and, you know, on my way back, because I was in Phoenix and I live in Tucson, so on my way back I was with my teammate Davion Carrasco, and we're just talking and having a really good talk about what we want to accomplish that our senior year. And, you know, yes, we got to talking about football, but we also got to talking about outside of football. What did we want to do with our lives? How did we want to be remembered? You know, you can win football games, you can lose football games, but that's not necessarily how we wanted to be remembered and leave our legacy. And so I decided that I wanted to start a back-to-school challenge, and I wanted to give back to the community of Tucson for those who aren't as you know, blessed with the things that you know, other people might have going back to school with new pencils, pens, papers, backpacks, shoes, clothes, you name it, that other kids might have when they go back to school. And so me and my friend Davian, we wanted to really just give back to the community that brought us up. And that's exactly what we did. And just the joy you have of when you're able to give back to the kids and be able to see their reaction. I mean, I have so many younger siblings and so many younger cousins that I'm able to see that reaction every day. But if I can, you know, help spread that joy throughout my life, I mean, really, that's what I'm here to do.
The funny thing is, I think you ended up helping three kids. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What happened? Two, one, you know, three is greater than two. So how did you end up? Did you just receive enough funds, supplies to help three kids out? Or how did it work out that you were able to help at least an extra kid out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was awesome because we were able to find a family that there were three boys, and it was a single mother who you know, lived about 15 minutes away from me and Davian. So right in our own neighborhood, our own backyard, and we were able to give back to them. And we were able to receive a lot of funds, and we were able to have the opportunity to give back to obviously more than two kids. So all three of those boys were able to receive a plentiful of supplies for their school. And, you know, it was probably one of the best days that I've ever been able to experience in my life.
Last couple of questions here for you. The Cougars will take on ASU this season. Are you already planning in the coach's head saying, come on, I need to get in the game? And can I play against my brother? And is your brother doing the same thing on that so you can maybe play against him? Hey, what? You know what? Maybe you ought to go to defense and say, if my brother plays quarterback, I'd like to play linebacker or something and see if I can sack him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm doing everything that I can in my own ability to show the coaches what I'm capable of. And I've told you before, you know, I trust in my own capabilities and my ability to perform on the football field to take this program to the next level. You know, each day by day, I'm just trying to get better and better. And, you know, God willing, I get the opportunity. It's going to be a fun one for sure.
All right. Your brother, who plays quarterback, Trenton, he's had some ups and downs in his career. Yes, at ASU. You have another brother, as you said, and we've talked about that too. You've talked about how God's kind of helped you out in your journey through highs and lows. What about siblings? How have you guys helped each other out along this college football journey?
Oh my gosh, it's been such a blessing to have both Trenton and Coben be able to take their own personal routes, and I'm able to reflect on their journeys to see what I want to do with my life. You know, Trenton has been, like I said, he's been at the bottom of the depth chart. He's been at the top of the depth chart. He's been healthy. He's been injured. He's been anything, like you name it, he's experienced it. And the way he's been able to bounce back from every single obstacle that's been thrown at him, shoot, I mean, if I see him do it, why can't I do it? And same with my brother Coben. He's, you know, he attacks everything in life with the same eagerness and aggressiveness as you want to. I mean, on the football field, he's giving it 110%. In the classroom, he's giving it 110%. I mean, shoot, I barely see him leave his room when I'm back home, because that dude is either always studying his playbook or he's also always studying his schooling. And that's someone who's never received a grade lower than a 90% in anything. So he's never had to be on his report card. So that's just an inspiration to me to understand, like, shoot, I can perform high on the football field and in the classroom and in the community and in family and everything. And so I also have a younger sister who she committed to Arizona State to play sand volleyball. She was there for I think about 2 months, and then the Olympics announced that flag football will be joining the 2028 Olympics, and that's what she grew up on. She grew up on playing every single sport you can imagine, but flag football is what she loved. And so now she's pursuing that goal, and she's been training, and she's been playing in tournaments, and I'm pretty sure they're close to 50 wins and only two losses in the past couple tournaments. And so she's a stud, and she's chasing her dream. So understanding that just because your path is different than somebody else's path doesn't mean that the end goal isn't the same. And really, I'm just trying to pave my own path and to follow God's plan. And shoot, I'm trusting it, and I have no doubts in my mind that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now.
Trayson, it has been great to get to know you and a little bit about your family, too. Thanks for joining the Deep Blue Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Trayson Bourget for this edition of Practice Chats on the Deep Blue Podcast. You can download and subscribe to Deep Blue on all podcast platforms and find all episodes on the BYU Radio app. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.